USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held an in-person cabinet meeting on Tuesday to mark his first 6 months in office. Speaking to reporters, he touted the results of his American Rescue Plan.
It's helped create 3 million jobs, more than any administration has done in the first 6 months of being in office. Again, thanks to all of you. And with our bipartisan infrastructure framework and our Build Back Better plan, I think we can turn this great movement into an economic boom for some time to come.
And a major hospital system in Texas has reported their first confirmed case of the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Houston Methodist Hospital says they've identified a patient with the strain first identified in Peru last August. A variant has spread to at least 29 other countries, mostly in South and Central America. So far, about 700 cases of the variant have been identified in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
A group of senators are making an effort to reassert Congress's powers to make war. Tim Berg explains.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. Sanders saying it's time for Congress to reassert its constitutional right in matters of war and peace. Utah Republican Lee adding these reforms are long overdue and consistent with the Constitution. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Olympic action has gotten underway, even though the official opening of the Games isn't for a few more days. The softball tournament getting started Thursday in Fukushima, about 150 miles outside of Tokyo. The host nation and defending gold medalists Japan beating Australia 8-1 in the opening game. The first 2 days of the tournament are being played in Fukushima before Friday's opening ceremonies. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate will hold a procedural vote on Wednesday to decide whether to open up debate on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing the vote Monday, even though there are still ongoing negotiations over what should be in the bill and how Congress will intend to pay for it. Senator Jerry Moran says that a final deal on the measure is possible, but the Kansas Republican tells Fox News that there will likely be no GOP support for a bill that's unfinished with no score from the CBO.
I guess the reality is there's not quite a plan yet for how it's going to be paid for, and that's the debate that's going on now, but Schumer's, the majority leader, has indicated tomorrow's the day. I would predict, and certainly me, I'm not going to vote to proceed onto a bill that we don't have legislative text for. Until we have legislative text, there can't be a CBO score, and we need to see words on paper, and we need an agreement. We're not there yet, and I would guess that the group of 11 Republicans, 11 Democrats will continue to negotiate even after tomorrow, but I don't know what Chuck Schumer's response to that's going to be. He may say, well, you had your chance and it didn't happen. I'd predict tomorrow that 50 Republicans vote no on a motion to proceed, not because we're uninterested in an infrastructure plan, but it's not being done the way it needs to be done. No certainty.
And private equity investor Tom Barrack was arrested Tuesday, charged with illegally lobbying former President Donald Trump on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Barrack is the founder of the large private equity firm Colonial Capital and also served as chairman of President Trump's inaugural fund. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.